Chapter 2. Unable to sleep, Bernardo de Rodrigo sat at his desk with an open book. He was rereading a tumultuous story recounting the tale of a valiant, beautiful, and noble Moor captured by a Christian soldier. The honorable man lets the Moor leave to marry the Muslim woman he loves, provided he return 3 days hence. It never failed to move Bernardo, and he wished there had been a great love in his life, not the woman chosen for him by his father. Bernardo was on his feet in an instant. He picked up the lantern, hurried across the room, and threw open the door. Halfway down the stairs, a voice called out.
Bernardo, ¿qué pasó?
It was his wife, Adelina, her long black braid tossed over one shoulder as she clutched at her nightgown, a look of worry on her face.
I don't know what happened, Adelina, but I'll go check.
Do you think that's wise? With so many odd things happening throughout the countryside.
Go back to bed.
But he knew his wife. She would no doubt follow him. There might be no love between them, but they were good friends. In some ways, he thought that was sometimes better. Loving someone only led to heartache. Bernardo put the lantern down on the side table and quickly readied one of the pistols hanging on the wall. Bernardo stepped outside and gasped at the sight of the naked African woman dragging herself through their courtyard. There was something in her arms. He lifted the lantern and saw the bones through the skin, saw the blood smeared on the ground.
Dios mío! Is that a child?
Bernardo was aware of Adelina crouching beside him to pick up the baby. He stepped forward, covering her. No doubt, if the woman was being chased, someone would want the baby as well. Raising the lantern higher, Bernardo saw the shadow of a man in the distance.
Adelina, adentro, ahora.
Bernardo watched as Adelina rushed inside, clutching the baby tightly. She handed him to the elder of their twins, Alonzo, who had come running down the stairs with his brother Fernando shortly after the second scream. Then she turned back around, closed the door behind her, and stood beside Bernardo just as the man on horse came into view.
Velasco, what are you doing?
Stay out of it, De Rodrigo.
Bernardo and Adelina could see their neighbor had been drinking as he nearly set the horse on fire with his torch. The animal flinched and stepped sideways.
Who is she?
She's mine. One of the slaves I brought back with me from La Española.
The tall, wiry man approached the woman and crouched beside her. He placed a hand on her chest, then leaned farther to listen to her heart. Raul made a sound of disgust as he stood.
God damn it! She's dead? Lucky shot.
Bernardo knew better. Raul was the best marksman in all of Andalusia. As he had proved repeatedly, drunk or not, with almost every man and sometimes every boy who came to challenge him for his title.
Where's the baby?
What baby?
The baby in her arms, the newborn. Surely she had it with her. You couldn't miss it. Although, in this dark night, it would be easy to miss.
She must have dropped it.
Adelina, please, I'll handle this.
No matter. If you see the filthy beast or hear it, make sure to let me know. You will be well rewarded.
I think you should leave now.
You're a brave man standing up to me, Bernardo. One of the many things that I have admired about you.
It made Bernardo nervous, but he found his courage and stood his ground.
¡Que te vayas ya!
Raul flinched in surprise. Even Adelina jumped.
I'm asking you, as a gentleman, Raul, leave my house now and take the dead woman with you.
Está bien. She's no good to me now. Anyway, she died on your property. But since I'm such a good neighbor, and we're such long, dear friends.
Raul trailed off with an odd look on his face. Bernardo thought he resembled a wolf. He watched Raul stoop down and grab the woman by an ankle. He dragged her just outside the courtyard and lowered his torch to her. Adelina moved out from behind Bernardo. Raul stopped and looked over his shoulder at her.
Fine. I'll spare your sensitive aristocratic tastes. You dispose of her. If you like, I'll even come back in the morning and say a prayer for her.
Animal!
Bernardo and Adelina watched as Raul raced off into the night.
I despise that man. I wish he were dead.
Adelina and Bernardo looked at each other. Quietly, he handed his wife the lantern and went off in search of a shovel.